The lawyer for the Australian mother, Sally Faulkner, says 60 Minutes paid her before she launched that botched child recovery operation in Lebanon. But it remains unclear whether the $115,000 directly funded the operation or whether the money was for exclusive rights to Ms. Faulkner's story. Her lawyer has told the ABC Ms. Faulkner is now negotiating with her estranged husband, asking him to drop charges against her so she can get out on bail. Tara Brown and her 60 Minutes crew are also being held pending another hearing next week. At least two people have died and an unknown number of people remain trapped under buildings after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck southern Japan overnight. The quake hit central Kumamoto at a depth of 10 kilometres and sparked fires in nearby towns. Japanese authorities are warning citizens to brace for another week of aftershocks, including tremors like this one captured on a phone. A court in London has ordered disgraced entertainer Rolf Harris to stand trial on new charges of sexual assault. Appearing via video link, the 86-year-old, who's already serving nearly 6 years for previous assaults, has pleaded not guilty to 8 fresh charges. It's alleged the offences took place between 1971 and 2004. And a Presbyterian church in Geelong has been gutted by a suspicious fire. Fire crews found the Geelong West Presbyterian Church and its hall well alight when they arrived at about 4:30 this morning.